Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Radio Boomers Live.
Good morning, Risa.
Boy, they come around fast. I keep saying that, but I do you remember last year when I mentioned that? I said, well, that takes care of the holidays. Before you know it, they'll be upon us again, and here we are. Wow. So we're looking at Black Friday and all these discounts coming up. Are you ready to go, Risa? Are you all set on all this stuff?
I don't really do the holidays anymore. I really don't. I don't have that much family left, and the ones that are live different places or have their own thing going on. So I just kind of go around and eat.
We got, that makes it a little bit easier, I'll admit. But we got International Men's Day today and Women's Entrepreneurship Day today, and that's November 19th. And, you know, on our EasyWayNetwork.com, you go to the search bar, you see all the event promotions and everything coming up to our TV on next year's event television, you know, Easy Way TV promotions. You got the event television situation coming up. There's so much. Just go to the search bar and check all that stuff out. And we got our Easy Way Wall of Fame. Everybody's been talking away. So text Easy Way to 55678, easyway.tv, and check out all the stuff we're doing. Right, Reith? I mean, can you keep up with this?
No, I absolutely cannot.
I've been doing my bb.easywayhealth.com. I've been following that, getting my boomer boost, and I'll tell you, this is not a commercial. I feel a difference. You know, it's just giving me a little energy, but not the sugar rush. And there's a lot of stuff in there that helps. And Freedom Ball, Reith, you're going to be there. Freedom Ball coming up December 7th at Dana Point Harbor for the fight against human trafficking. And this is going to be the night of the boat parade. If you've ever been there, it's pretty cool. All the boats are going to be circling the island, and we're going to be on that island with the lights.
I know, it sounds wonderful.
That's going to be amazing, yeah. And I like the Dana Point Harbor. They're going to be refurbishing it. They're putting a lot of money in changing things down there, like San Pedro. I guess they're doing it there, too. Progress, Reith. It's all about progress.
Well, that's the way it is nowadays. When we were young, we thought everything's so old-fashioned. Now we're like, no, it's moving too fast.
Yeah, wow, it is. It's fast-paced. But with that, let's go to our next segment, Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
And drum roll.
Ripped from the headline, today's Hot Topics.
Well, my first hot topic is Bob Barker. We all know and love him as the host, the original host of The Price is Right. He's been hospitalized for a second time in 2 months over severe back pains. He's like 94 years old, something like that. And he apparently had a back injury at some point not too long ago, and he is still having repercussions for that. So we want to wish Bob Barker the best and health and get well soon, Bob. And my second hot topic is these wildfires in California. I always say every year California burns down in September and October. Well, we're burning down still in November. It's been unbelievable, all the fires. But I want to especially remind our age group, we've got to be mindful of all of the smoke and the particulates in the air. The air from the Woolsey Fire is considered some of the dirtiest air on the planet. It's just really a mess. And then the wildfire up in Northern California is contributing also not only to the air in Northern California, but also our air down here. So be careful. Excuse me. I've had this cough in my throat the whole time the fires have been going on because the air is just so thick and full of particulates. So if you have a face mask you can wear when you go out, wear that. Don't do any heavy exercise outdoors. Keep your windows closed. That's what I've had to start doing. Close your windows because that stuff comes right in the house with you. And just some quick stats. They do have more of a containment for the Woolsey fire. It's 91% contained down here in Southern California. And they do have reported, I believe, 3 people have died. It's burned 96,000 acres. Unbelievable, right down here in Southern California. And in Northern California, they have 7 people who have lost their lives. And they still have 993 people missing. So people, if they tell you to evacuate, evacuate. These wildfires are not your grandpa's wildfires. They are moving fast. We've built in places where houses weren't there before, and they're being burned down. So, again, even if you're not in the fire zone, be careful of the air. That's my hot topic for today. How about you, Jim?
Well, Reese, we're going to be you're right. I'm kind of following up with the same report here on the fires. The smoke, like you mentioned, take that into consideration. The air quality is the worst here compared to anywhere. And so I wouldn't maybe be jogging out on a day like this, especially if you're a senior citizen. And we do have I believe it's Woolsey Fire in Southern California. Like Aretha said, we got a pretty good containment on that, about 90% or more, 97,000 acres, give or take. And they're hopefully by Thanksgiving, this fire will be under containment. 1,500 structures, over 1,500 structures destroyed. Over 250,000 people have been evacuated. Now, with the rain coming, that should help. And they're looking at Wednesday. And now with that, that's good. But there's the other side with the mudslides. So heavy rains could now you have all the shrubbery gone. So that's open for the mudslides. And then the camp fire, that it kind of throws you off. It's not a campfire. It's the camp, C-A-M-P fire. Largest fire in 100 years. Now, the death toll I had was 77. We got to check on that. 12,794 structures, 1,000 missing, 65% containment, 150,000 acres. Like I say, that's the worst in 100 years. PG&E could go bankrupt, they say, due to overwhelming costs of recovery, all the filings on that. And Governor Brown says that President Trump is going to give, you know, back him up all the way on this, President Trump toward the area. Okay, so we have a 2,000-mile trip a lot of these people made, referring to the group that's coming up to the borders here, the caravan. And the residents in Tijuana, some of them are giving an open hand to help them, but there's a lot of them saying they don't want them there because they're just creating chaos and they're going to be hanging out in the area. So there's a lot of touch, like a pressure cooker down there, and they're hundreds and hundreds are just coming to that area in Tijuana by the fence, literally by the hour. We have Trump defends the appointing of acting attorney general, and he may replace 5 White House staffers coming up. And now another little bit here, we got this, you know, the opioid situation. There's a drug they're selling, and it's $575, which is a really high markup. Well, that's going to $4,000. And a lot of the people are unhappy, even the work at the company. They say the cost is 5 cents on that. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salam has basically been given a guilty tag by the CIA. They say all of that is points to the Crown Prince responsible for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. And Florida vote is basically done. That was a big one. The results, Republican Ron DeSantis defeats Democrat Andrew Gillum. And for the Electoral College, that's 29 Electoral College points. There's 538 total. So Florida's Republican Democrat, they want that. CNN judge Tim Kelly gives a ruling to favor CNN. After they told CNN they were ousted from the White House, Acosta, they say was rude and unruly. And they say, okay, so he's given his papers back, and they're just going to have it taken again when it, you know, it's just a back and forth type thing. And then we have the $1.3 billion have been given to Pakistan every year. Trump's ending that, saying that they basically, well, his comment, they don't do a damn thing for us. So that's being pulled. Redskins Alex Smith breaks two bones in his leg during the Texas game, so he's out for the season. And the millennials are disrupting Thanksgiving with their tiny turkeys. They're buying smaller turkeys because they're not into leftovers. How about that, Reeve? And and Guatemala's got their own problems. And now they got another problem because they're kind of with that volcano De Fuego is acting up again. So 12,300 people are being evacuated. And that's, I mean, they've got their own problems down there. And now they're looking at a volcano. So, you know, you got to pick your areas wisely, Reith, where you live. I mean, you don't want a flood zone. You don't want to live down from a volcano. You don't want to live on an iceberg. You know, I mean, things can happen.
And that's
so,
why I live in the heart of Bel Air. The only thing we have to worry about are our earthquakes and going to commercial time. We got to worry about
time.
That.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000. And you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally, we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At EasyWay Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EasyWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at EasyWay Promotions.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to BoomerBoost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's BoomerBoost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomer's Forever Young products.
And we're back. Well, I'm extremely excited this afternoon, or this morning, it's still morning time, about our guest. Jim, are you there?
Oh, I'm here, Reith. As usual, you know, I'm leaning against the button here, you know. Typical shit, oh boy, you know. And I'm
well, I'm really excited because it's a topic that's near and dear to my heart. People don't talk about it anymore. I didn't even know there was an expert on customer service, but I'm excited.
She's dedicated her life. This Mary Crowley is our next guest. She's a TV
host. Oh, wait,
Mary's
our guest? I thought we had a different guest.
Mary's our guest, and she's a TV host, producer, and she's Miss Resilient when it comes to reaching her goals. She's a good, you know, well, she's not not a baby boomer per se, but the Freedom Ball has been something that's been just dear to her heart. She's really determined for the fight against this human trafficking, and I give her so much
credit. I'm excited about Mary, too. I had a different note, but it's always exciting to have Mary there, and the Freedom Ball is always great to talk about.
Mary's amazing. So, Mary,
yeah.
Are you on with us this morning?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
There she is. And, Mary,
okay.
You remember,
yeah, okay,
you remember Reitha?
Yes, hi, Reitha. How are you?
I'm
yes.
Wonderful.
Well, you know what? You know what? This is, we're in a new season right now, guys, and I like the applause. Okay, thank you. That's so cute. Anyway, thank you for having me on, Jim and Reitha.
I was bragging about you as always, and a lot of people, you know, it's kind of a problem getting the old motor started sometimes. The motivational factor sometimes is an issue. Where do you get your motivation and resilience? I mean, to just keep moving forward, because you're an entrepreneur and you set your sights like the fight against trafficking with the Freedom Ball that you founded. What gives you this drive? Was it great grandpa or great grandma that you got this from, or your parents? Where did all this come from that Mary Crowley has?
Thank you. Well, first of all, thank you, Jim and Reitha, for having me on the program today. But really, God is the one who gives me the strength. He's an ever-present help in time of trouble. And, you know, our country is going through some challenges right now on a number of fronts. And we're seeing our country divided. And, you know, we all have to come together. We have to really come together, one nation under God, and really believe that we can have differences of opinions. But we have to choose to still respect. That's what the Constitution is all about. And so this trafficking issue, I'll just briefly interject this, is that, you know, about a year and a half ago, I was really felt impelled or compelled to do a documentary about this subject. I've traveled around the world, to Thailand and to the Philippines, to Guatemala, different areas of the world. But then when I started researching what was happening in our own country of America, it's happening right under our noses. $150 billion a year industry. Over a million, if not more, women and children are trafficked, right? And young boys, too, in our country alone.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs to be addressed and stopped because it's growing almost 37% since 2016.
Wow. These are amazing stats. And what you want to do,
I think other thing is, Mary, that, and I'm not a politician per se, but we've got to start cracking down on some of the consumers of this human trafficking.
Exactly.
Not just the traffickers, but going after the consumers and not penalizing those people who have been human trafficked. It's amazing these young girls will get arrested for prostitution, but they've been forced into it.
Well, that's a good point, Risa, because I just interviewed the district attorney of Orange County, Tony Rakakis, and he went to some meeting in 2012 and was a mayor of some smaller city in Orange County. When he heard the stats that she brought forth about trafficking, he went back and he spoke to his chief of staff and he told her, look into this. Well, Susan did, and what she came up with was so compelling that they started to really, when the girls got arrested, they did not look at them as that they were charged. They looked at them as the victims. So
yeah.
He was one of the first district attorneys in the United States that has done that. Sadly, he just lost the election a few weeks ago. He was DA, though, for 20 years. So, but he is going to be at the Freedom Ball event that we're doing.
Awesome.
Yeah, we did a Freedom Ball, and Jim was there that night. Risa, I don't think you were there. It was so crazy.
I was there.
200 people.
Yeah.
I was there.
Okay, well, you know what?
She sat at
our
table.
You were busy.
Well, no, the situation for those of you listening, it was like we saw an epic battle between good and evil on the roof that night. It was like lightning, thunder, transformers blowing, the music was
unbelievable.
Shut down. It was unbelievable. So
Mary, what are the odds? It never rains in Southern California, and it rained and thundered the night that you not only have an event, but you have one on a rooftop. The odds of that are just like, couldn't believe it.
Well, but it was a spiritual encounter. Listen,
absolutely, it was.
God is saying, you know what the Lord said to me after I prayed about it? Because we really didn't raise the money I needed and this and that, but I really felt as I prayed, and prayer is meditation, and you just listen to him, you know, in your thoughts. God speaks to you through your still small voice. For people who don't believe that, people that hear God thinks they're crazy. But, you know, really, he created us. So that night, I was a little disappointed. And God said to me, he said, I got your back that night, Mary. I got you back. You're back. I was backing you up. And people will never forget that night. Because on that road,
they won't forget it.
Like I was,
exactly.
They will never
and
forget
the, And the postings that were done, and what Eric blasted this everywhere, the Freedom Ball is now out there big time. And one of his, when they did the auction, I noticed that they were actually bidding on his, you know, his what network when he does the postings for people.
Yeah.
A branding package that he had.
He donated that, which was to the trafficking, anti-trafficking cause, which was phenomenal. So thank you, Eric, and Easy Way Network. And so now it's like after that event, you know, sometimes it's like big. It took me a year to put on that event. It was almost like planning a wedding or something.
It does take
and
a while.
And I've done a lot of conferences. I've never done a gala. So they're different animals, so to speak. But all I can tell you is that God told me to keep the ball rolling. And so I used to live in, you know, Laguna Beach. And I had done an event there last year at this Aventura Ocean Club, the yacht club right on the harbor. When I went and met with this wonderful woman named Simone, she basically told me that they just kind of retook over the venue, and they had a date available on December 7th, which happened to be the 77-year anniversary of Pearl Harbor. So I thought, what is the chances? And it's the 44th annual boat parade. So I have another, we have a Freedom Ball, and Easy Way Network is helping promote this with me. We're co-producers on this event. And so Tony Rakakis is going to be there. Risa, I think you're going to be there.
I plan to be there.
Yeah, and you know what? It's going to be an incredible night because remember hearing Ashley speak on the rooftop. There is a gal named Ashley that was trafficked at 14 out of Los Angeles. Only to have a supernatural encounter with God in a strip bar. And she now has her own bridal store at 32 and engaged. And an incredible story of God's redemption and restoration to a girl who had been trafficked living in her own family's home. Right in under the roof of her parents. So this is what we want to do. We want to give people hope. We can tell about all the bad things all day long. But we need to show them that there's a light, right, Risa? Right,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And Mary, don't you want, now tell us about your program that, you know, your goal on this. And you wanted to do a documentary, right, on bringing awareness.
We've already shot probably about 10 hours, 15 hours of footage. Sorry, I'm just hearing a little bit of reverb on my voice.
Whatever you call it.
I'm hearing myself. Okay, sorry. Good. I was just hearing myself as I was speaking, so it was a little bit disrupting. But in saying all that, I want to do a 6-part series that we're going to give sell to Netflix or to Amazon Prime or whatever, because people need to understand the grooming process. They need to understand, you know, each aspect of it. It's such a huge topic that you just can't really do it all in 1 hour or two, when, you know, 90-minute documentary.
Yeah.
So we're putting together this whole production, which really the cost of it is fairly inexpensive comparatively to what we're doing and what the help it's going to do. It's $109,000 to do a 6-part, 30-minute segment, 6-part, and a documentary, which we want to release into different film festivals.
Yeah.
So it's actually really affordable for what we want to do. So that's what I thought. I could have raised the money the last ball, but
I know
there was a battle
that you
for
do
the ball.
Paddles. Well, we got to get the paddles going. When you got your auction guy there and they mentioned Eric's going to contribute some branding, the hands started going up, and so, you know, he had $1,000 they put in for some of his branding. We'll have to get some more of that and some people, and we want to hit 100,000 on this,
and so you can finish your little program.
Yeah,
but so you guys listening,
that.
It's $100 donation, but this includes, you know, a buffet, you know, meal. It's, I think more of Italian style buffet dinner. We're going to be an auction, silent auction. We're going to have some incredible things. You know, my trainer, actually, from Laguna Beach, Laguna Fitness, she's donating 5 training sessions. Now, this woman just turned 50, and she just won, like, Miss Universe of whatever in Vegas. So I'm telling you, she knows her stuff, and I've got somebody giving away, there's a suite at the Ritz-Carlton. There's going to be other things that we're going to have there. It's going to be really a great night. But also, we're going to have a live band. So they're going to have swing music and ballroom dancing. And this this man who has the group, his name is Dan Jones. He sounds just like Michael Bublé. So he's incredible. So we're going to have fun. It's
going to
be the boat parade.
I'm going to donate my instruction on a dance routine. It's a full dance routine, which sometimes a dance routine can take months to learn. And I'm going to guarantee that I could show somebody my dance routine in less than 15 seconds. So there's my contribution.
Wow.
Plus 100 other things.
Okay.
But
it'll be a live show at Jimbo. Okay.
But it's going to be great. And thank you, Mary, for coming on. You're so busy.
Just to reiterate, December 7th. December 7th at the Aventura Yacht Club. Ocean Club down at Dana Point, 24707 Dana Drive. They can get more information by going to freedomballevents.com. They can buy the tickets there. They can do everything. Freedomballevents.com. And everything, it will have all the information on there as well.
All right, sounds good.
Yes.
And thank you again,
Mary,
for coming on. This is going to be amazing, and looking forward to seeing you. And I think we'll be hooking up with you before then. And
I'm going to be in Orange County later today, so I'll see you then. But
we're going to be,
bless
there
you
go.
Guys, bless you, Rita and Jim and Easy Way Network.
Thanks, Mary.
Everything is okay. Keep the ball rolling. Talk to you later.
Keep the ball rolling. Bye. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
We're going to move into a commercial, Reese. What do you think?
Okay. See you guys.
So long, Mary.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. That's Mary. She's amazing, and what she's doing is so needed.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to BoomerBoost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's BoomerBoost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomer's Forever Young products.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey, we made it another day. In spite of the fires and goodness knows what else.
And shooting.
Yes, and I think I'm hearing the voice of my guest. Do I have Bonnie on the phone already?
Girl, you know you do.
You didn't give me a chance to give you my grand introduction.
Oh, I was listening to your whole interview before this one. It was great.
Oh, wonderful. Actually, I can't take credit for that because that is the other part of the show. My show is like the sandwich, you know, the part that's in the middle.
Mm,
so it starts out with... Yes, it starts out with Radio Boomers Live, hosted by Jim Zulli and Rita Gray of Betty White's Off Your Rocker, and she's actually the co-star of that show, and that's part of her moniker. So,
oh, my God, Betty White.
Well,
I wish my sister could get on the other line. I wanted to listen.
Oh,
let me see if I can get her listen. Let me see if
okay, we'll make this a family affair.
Okay, hold on.
To those of you who are listening in radio land out there, we have Bonnie Pointer of the famous Pointer Sisters with possibly Anita, if she can get her out of bed, right? But anyway, they've got this huge
She's
place
She's going to
try to
get her so, can get on, so she can listen to it.
Okay, well, is she going to speak to? Do you have an extension phone that she can speak to us through?
I'm going to call. Anyway, we could just keep talking.
Okie doke. Okay, whatever works.
She's upstairs, and I wanted her to listen and maybe join in, you know?
That's a great idea. Well, we've got a few minutes to do that. My show is kind of...
Morning.
Hi, is that Anita?
I don't know. No, that's me. Anita? Oh, here she is.
Oh, okay.
Coming downstairs.
She's not upstairs. She's downstairs.
I'm trying to get the speaker on.
She's gonna make you do your exercise, Bonnie, in that big house of yours. I never will forget when Jerry and I visited with you I hate to say how long ago it's been now, but I remember, if I'm correct, that you have a basketball court in your house. Is that correct?
actually had one. My sister had a basketball court in her house.
That's right. Are you guys doing your thing, playing basketball? I know you're running up and down the stairs getting your exercise that way.
Oh, she turned it into a movie room, a cinema room.
You're in the cinema room. Film room. You guys just got too much going on.
Okay.
Hey.
Where's 914? Where's that zip code?
Oh, listen, I think it's out of New York, but don't quote me.
Okay.
But, you know, we're on Blog Talk, so this goes around the world. It's international. We reach about 1 million listeners, and today you're going to have an audience of at least 500. So it's like a podcast thing, which is great. Gives us a lot of leeway. But first of all, let's go into about you and your music. Do we have Anita on now, too?
Yes.
Hey, Anita.
Hi.
Listen, my husband and I slipped in there one day with Bonnie, and that's how I got to see that basketball court. I couldn't believe it, a basketball court inside of somebody's house. it was still
a racquetball
amazing.
Racquetball court.
Yes.
And then I turned into a basketball court, and now it's a room.
I'm sorry, I missed that. What did you say?
As a racquetball court, and then it turned into a basketball court, and now it's a cinema room.
Oh, okay. Well, it must be a pretty big one because I remember that was a pretty big size.
Okay.
We'll have to come over to see the movies over at your house.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of movies, Bonnie, do you remember the time that you and my husband and Jeffrey went to the movies? And on our way back, we got into a singing mood, and you were harmonizing. I can see why they wanted you in the group. Girl, you can harmonize. I've never seen anybody fall into harmony so easily. But I had so much fun, I will never forget that.
Oh,
I never will
God.
Forget.
Well, I don't remember. Hang like that.
No, you've got to remember because we did do it. You know,
you don't even remember what song. I talked to you earlier.
We did the deed. I don't remember what song it was either. I just remember that you had some awesome harmony. That's what struck me.
We had some awesome harmonies. Well, that's what we do. We were born in the church, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, we sang in the choir, and we were
mm-hmm.
the Pointer Sisters as little girls.
Yes. Well, everybody knows you, and they love you, and you have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which is well-deserved. And,
thank
I mean,
you.
you're just a household name. What can I say?
And you're staring at the star right now.
Are you really? Wow.
I look at it every – no, I'm not. I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, you know, they give replicas, you know, of the star that you can actually hang up on your wall.
Well, that's,
you know.
Those are the ones we have.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, listen, I am so thrilled to have you both
on. TV Awards, Grammy Awards. I was just looking at our Grammy for Country and Western Song of the Year and
mm-hmm.
Western Song by Anita and Bonnie Pointer. And it was the first time a black group had ever won a Country and Western Grammy.
Yeah, well, you were right on. And
Charlie Pride.
Yes, absolutely.
Before Charlie Pride, yeah. He never
mm-hmm.
won one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Ray Charles, and he did great country.
Yes, he loved country also, yes. And I do, you know, dabble in country every now
station?
And then.
Where's your station, Carmelita?
We're doing podcasts, so
where,
you don't need to turn on a knob or anything. You just pick up the phone, and it's also connected by the Internet.
Anita, would you stop? We're trying to do an interview. She's in there cleaning. This is crazy.
Wait, you got another show going on over there that we don't know about?
Mm-hmm. Tell me in. So we got the three dogs here.
Oh, it's the doggy
I showed
show.
The picture. Did I show you the picture?
No.
Of the dog's tail. One dog's tail is orange. One Mohawk dog is green Mohawk.
Oh, good Lord.
And the other dog has a purple tail, and her name is Rain, so we call her Purple Rain.
Oh, I love it. Purple Rain. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sitting here in the studio at Anita's house, and we're just looking around at the gold records and platinum records and Grammys, and reminiscing.
Mm-hmm.
How was your Halloween? Yeah.
Actually, it was quite quiet.
Really?
You know, I just enjoyed having a peaceful evening. Basically, there were trick-or-treaters outside of our door, but I had something set up for them so they
okay.
could just help themselves. I have a little sign that says each
no
one
kids allowed.
No, it says each one take one and leave some for the next one. So I have this little basket outside full of goodies, you know, and they were very kind. I even had a ceramic mug, you know, that had some little delightful delights in it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that would not be great, you know.
So you missed the H.B. Barnum show, huh? Aretha Franklin?
You know what? That is so sad. I wanted so much to be there. It was
a
journey.
You live in L.A., right?
L.A., right on the edge of Beverly Hills. And I tried my best to follow the directions. I don't know how I managed to pass by that huge place that I finally realized was the place that I was supposed to go. I must have passed by it maybe 10 times. And then finally, some kind person, he looked like a biker, he saved the day, and he says, "Well, oh, you're talking about the community center." I said, "Yes, I am. They're most a community center." "Well, it's right up there on the hill." And I'm thinking, how could that be? I was looking for 710 Pier Avenue.
Don't even question it, because I am the get lost girl of all time.
Honey, I don't know if you could have topped this one, though, because I spent over an hour at least,
my God.
Just looking for the place. I even actually got out of the car and walked to the end of the pier where the lighthouse is. And I said, no, it couldn't be here. Because what misled me was the numbering. Because when you say 710, I'm looking for 710. And all I could see was the numbers getting smaller, and then it was going into the 300s. And I said, well, somehow I must have missed it. So I turned around. I went all the way back. Well, my journey will bore you, so I won't keep going over that. But I am so sad. I finally got there, but it was over by the time I got there. And I didn't get a chance to see you. I wanted to take a picture with you. So I am so sorry. Anyway, I have been busted on the air big time. I'm so embarrassed.
Carmelita?
Yeah.
We're working on our book.
Uh-huh.
And it's about the Pointer's life, Pointer Sisters. It's
mm-hmm.
called Fairy Tale.
It's called what?
It's about the Pointer family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Fairy Tale.
Oh, yes, Fairy Tales. And didn't you have a song with that title, too, at one time?
I'm sitting here looking at the National Academy of Recording Artists and Sciences, Anita Pointer and Bonnie Pointer, songwriters for Best Country Song, Fairy Tale.
That's it. Yes, and listen, I went online and I saw the photograph of you also making a presentation with LaToya, and you guys were presenting to Michael Jackson. How great is that? Yeah,
yeah,
beautiful photograph
wonderful.
Of you with Michael
twins.
And LaToya. Yeah, at the American Music Awards.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great guy,
but listen,
a great friend, a great family.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
You should go out to Neverland
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah, you know what? You know, I have an organization, the Rose Breast Cancer Society. One of my best top board members is Gloria Berlin. She is the lady who actually sold Neverland Ranch to Michael Jackson. And she was telling me, you know, how they came across this land there. It's not far from, I think, near Santa Barbara. You know, there's a Danish area that's got all kinds of goodies there. They're famous for their pea soup. And anyway, it was in that area, and she was telling me when she was showing the property to Michael that he was so childlike. She said she would be walking with him and turn around, he had disappeared, and she would discover him up the tree. He'd climbed up the tree, you know. and he was blessing all of the flowers and the plants.
Aww.
And you know, he loved nature. He was
Person.
Such a sweet spirit, you know.
Anne was beautiful.
He was beautiful. And I have her books. She's autographed her books that she wrote about her friendship. It's called In Search of Neverland.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
Mm-hmm. And she's autographed these books, but, you know, people better hurry up and get them because she's about
tales.
To turn 90.
Tell me a fairy tale.
The fairy tales?
A fairy tale.
Yes, it is a fairy tale. But
Boy,
listen, you know, the time is so short. I want to ask you one question that my husband wanted to know. He wanted to know how it was
Live.
Singing backup for Boz Scaggs on one of my favorite recordings, Lowdown. I just love that piece. And what was it like working with Boz Scaggs?
It was great. We were in San Francisco, and he was recording, and we were friends with him, and we were in the Fillmore Corporation with Bill Graham and David Rubinson, and we were backup singers for most
mm-hmm.
of the rock bands, Taj Mahal, Elvin Bishop,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Grace Slick, and I don't know, maybe a bunch of them, you know, who else?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Too many to name.
Yeah, oh, I can believe that, but with your
Cooper,
harmony.
Alice Cooper, and we were the total, like, you know, the Pointer Sisters were like the Ray Letts. We were everywhere,
uh-huh.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we were just recording and having a great time in the San Francisco area, and that's how we met.
And you originated from San Francisco area, right?
Wonder. Why don't you play it? Can't you play some music?
Well, before we actually exit, which we're getting ready to do, our engineer is going to put on a little taste so people can hear something of yours. I wish we could play more, and perhaps maybe we'll get another opportunity so that they can hear more. But I recommend everybody out there in Radio Land to please check them out. They are a legendary group, a household name. And I want to thank you, Bonnie, for being my guest and bringing your sister Anita on. Thank you both so much. And we're getting ready to actually get on our horse now and sail off into
Carmelita,
the afternoon.
I wanted to pop in really quick before we do that, and I wanted to say hi to my good friends Bonnie and Anita. And I wanted to play a little game on my network here in your segment, see if they can guess who the voice is. Who am I? I'll give you a hint. My initials start with E, and my last name starts with Z.
Easy. I know you.
What's up, Bonnie? What's up, Anita?
You are the best. I love you.
I love you, too. I just wanted to pop in. And Carmelita's been one of our celebrity segment hosts for quite some time, And you know, you guys have been my friends for a while, and so I wanted to pop in and say hi. And it was good seeing you at the Family Film Awards somewhat, and we'll keep in touch. And we'll help you promote your book, too. We'll have to talk about that.
Yay! Thank you, Easy.
There
You're
you
welcome.
Go.
All right, guys.
It ain't easy
ado,
being
is...
breezy.
All right, guys, without further ado, this is a little snippet of Sugar Pie by Bonnie Pointer and Carmelita's Corner.
There you go. Well, Reza.
Yes.
Okay. Have you met the Pointer Sisters?
I have not met them in person, but I have loved their music forever, and those are some singing sisters, I got to tell you.
Oh, I'll tell you what, they impacted our lives when you go back to the years that we've heard their song. You know, it's part of our life. They're amazing people. They've got warm hearts. They're a warm-hearted group, and I'm looking forward to the book. And I'll tell you what, this is exciting stuff. Some of the people we have on and all this, you know, I mean, you go to Denny's, Reese, and you hear this stuff, it brings back old memories, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think we're going to be looking at tech time, Reese's tech time here, right, Reese? You got something for us?
Yeah, a little quick tech time.
Smartphone, tech time. Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, I think I've talked about this before, but just to go over it again, there are apps for that, for almost everything that you need. There really are apps for that. But today I want to talk just briefly about apps regarding medical information. Some phones have an app that's built into it so that even if they can't open your phone, they can touch on the medical alert. Check your manual, call the Apple store or whatever phone you have, see if they have it. So if you have a medical emergency, if they get your phone, they'll be able to just push a button. They'll find out what your allergies are, what your conditions are, and they'll be able to check it out. Also, there are apps that you can enter all your medications. So when you're at the doctor's office and they're saying, are you still taking this? Are you still taking that? You don't have to say, I don't know, because it'll be right there in your app. The dosage, you have to put it in, of course, but the dosage, the name of it, how often you take it, when you've even taken it. They've got apps that you can mark off that you really did take your morning meds or you really did take your afternoon meds. Also, most of the providers now have an app so you can connect directly with your doctor. You can email your doctor. You can order your pharmaceuticals over your app. You can check your last doctor's visit. You can check your paperwork of what they told you to do, what you're not supposed to do. Check in and see what type of services your carrier has. I use apps for almost everything anyway. But I have Kaiser, and Kaiser has a wonderful website, a wonderful app. I can see my lab results before my doctor does sometimes. I can even see my pharmacy is already placed, and I can go in and pick it up at the pharmacy. So there are all kinds of apps. Check into what apps you can get, because as we get older, we forget to take our medicine. We forget to do what the doctor tells us to do. But if it's on our phone, it's right at our fingertips. We can even make appointments and then send it over to our calendar to remind us when we're supposed to be there. So check out medical apps. They really will work for you. And that's my tech time. Moving on to Jim's Gym.
Very interesting. Very interesting stuff.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Yes, indeed. And I found, you know, I like to research on the internet. I found a top10s.net when I researched top 10 issue facing our youth today, article by Lee Stanberry in Cultural Edition. And some of this stuff's really interesting. And I like the top 10 because it just gives you the top 10. So I'm going to give you the top 10 issues it would be facing our youth today. And there's a lot of them. But we're going to start out with single-parent households, okay? The problem begins at home. Since the 50s, the number of single parents in homes consistently increased to the point of catastrophe. Today, 14 million single parents are responsible for 28 million children. So basically, you know, like raising a child is difficult enough in a two-parent home, especially in these economic times. But with one, it's even more difficult. Number nine is the drug and alcohol abuse. The numbers bear the tale. 21% of high school seniors say they get high, and 41% of the same group report drinking alcohol. Our kids are literally moving around in intoxicated days. So, you know, that leads to poor grades, drunk driving and attendance, antisocial behavior, and so on. Number eight is growing up too fast. It was a time when kids enjoy being kids. Today, at the earliest stages, kids are partaking in adult activities with serious consequences. Similar to what they see with alcohol, drugs, sex, it's very popular and portrayed subject matter. The movies, the TV, internet, essentially is everywhere a kid turns. They're bombarded with suggestions. In fact, there are entire TV series marketed directly to kids dealing with sex. I mean, that's unbelievable. Violence in schools. All right, so in many instances, especially in low-income urban settings, schools can be a war zone. We're not talking about minor bullying, but rather serious violence. Consider the last 10 years, 284 kids were murdered due to violence. All right, you got shootings, stabbings, and suicide, and so on. So growing up is tough enough without having to worry about, as you're going to math class, all these issues. Materialism, we live in a society which promotes this, and it's perpetuated by bad habits. We teach our children to measure success and happiness in life on how much stuff you have. So it's not about the stuff. Obesity, our kids are fat and getting fatter. Recent numbers show that 20% of American children are obese. Not chubby, obese. Video games, TV, the internet, fast foods are partly to blame. I remember years ago, we would just meet, go out, and just do stuff. We're on the move. Today, with all these games, and the game system is really getting big, that's going to be another show. It's becoming like NFL category stuff. Education disparity. Education is important. Few people would dispute that it's a well-regarded fact. A good education in comparison to a bad one will provide a child with an increased chance of taking advantage of opportunities. Unfortunately, some people have it better than others. So we'll shift. Let's see. Shifting economy. Americans used to sustain itself with making its own products through manufacturing and turning around to selling these products. The economy is shifting more to service industry virus in a manufacturing industry. Or versus a manufacturing industry. In order to cut costs and keeping the price down, companies are forced to outsource manufacturing to other countries. See, so poverty. Well, the poverty level is at $22,000 for a family of four. Well, that's not going to get it. So this equates to 21% of all children, 50 million, are considered in poverty. Just to cover base expenses for a family of four, you would need to have a salary of $45,000, so do the math. And number one, erosion of national pride and identity. And every year, the Olympics were held, this would be a problem. It probably wouldn't be a problem. The list is indicative of the fact that American, like any nation, has problems. The issue at hand is a collective, though amongst the people affected, what it is basically, unfortunately, is most folks tend to focus on the self and not the whole. You know, we need to be proud of our country, and these are just some of the issues, Reed, that affect the kids. And like I'm giving you 10, there's many, many issues. But we have to move on. We have to be positive, and that's what we try to do on the show. What do you think, Reith? I mean, are we going in a positive mode in this country, or do you think it's kind of status quo, or is it...
Well, it depends on, you know, which side of the fence you're on, so...
Yeah, that's true.
I personally think it's the best of times and worst of times. We got to see the worst in order for the worst to get fixed and be made the best, so I think we're going in the right direction.
You know, that positive thought, Eric, we deal with this, you know, the positive stuff. We've had people on the show. And anyway, you know, we try to keep it positive because science proves that being positive is, it makes a change. The way in which you think determines the outcome. So, moving along, remember, guys, we got the Patty Godfrey Sadler show, Patty Show. And the New Mind, New Body, Dr. Gregory Brown, Freedom Ball coming up, Mary Crawley's Freedom Ball with Eric on December 7th. And remember, that's going to be at the Aventure Ocean Club, 24707, okay, Dana Drive in Dana Point, Friday, December 7th. And you got the boat parade. And bb.easywayhealth.com, easyway.tv, text EASYWAY to 55678. Easy Way Wall of Fame, and remember the EasyWayNetwork.com. It's going to be, go to the search bar, and the event promotions coming to TV next year, and event television, Easy Way Promotions. There's so much, Reith, so much going on. It's a different world today. So,
unmuted.
With that, I think, Reith, it's time to move on. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving from Reith and I and Radio Boomers Live and Easy Way.
Absolutely. Have a great time with your family and friends, and we look forward to seeing you on the other side of Thanksgiving.
Be safe, be healthy, keep the faith, keep moving.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.